This is a short report on Niruma Swami Maharaj's health condition. Devotees may have heard about it already. This is just my own personal report and my interaction with him, doctors, Govinda Maharaj, who's also in touch. About 10 days back, Govinda Maharaj told me that Niruma had been in South Africa, and he did a PSA test. PSA test is measurement in the blood. It's from a blood test that tells is sort of indicative of the condition of the prostate, and it was high. Which may happen when there's some kind of prostate infection. It may also happen just for no particular reason, but it also may happen if one has cancer, prostate cancer. And prostate cancer is the it's the main enemy of elder men, as breast cancer is for women. And most common form. Most men die with it. They don't necessarily die of it, but it develops. In any case, to actually really be more accurate in determining whether that's the case, they do a biopsy. This was the same situation that I had some 3.5 years back, where I had an inflammation, prostate inflammation, and my PSA was very high. And I also did a biopsy, which is an extremely uncomfortable procedure. It's about as uncomfortable as you can get. I won't tell you the details, but you can look it up, Google it if you want to know what it's about. The risk with the biopsy, there are several different types of risks, and so my doctor was at that time sort of concerned. As it so happened with me, I didn't have cancer. With Niruma Maharaj, the result was yes, that there's a very mild type of cancer which is easily treatable, and which he's deciding to treat with some type of a radioactive treatment. And I won't get into the details of that either, and which is very successful. But in the meantime, Maharaj got septicemia. Now this is the second time he's gotten it, which is blood poisoning, and can be very serious, because if not caught in time, then the infection, a viral infection, can spread throughout the body, through the bloodstream, to other organs. When I had my infection on my boil on my leg, it was the same thing that the doctors were concerned about, and that's why I was taking antibiotics, infusion antibiotics, for a week or almost 10 days, because they were worried that it would spread to the organs, kidney, liver, heart, etc., and that becomes very problematic. It can very easily kill. Anyway, the doctors caught it in time. I spoke to Maharaj day before yesterday, and he was very lucid, and of course at that time septicemia had just begun, so he didn't know what direction it was going in. Yesterday I tried to phone as we were traveling, but I couldn't get in touch, but I was able to communicate with his doctor, who said that he was doing fine. He no longer had fever, and that they tried to decrease his intake of painkillers, but it apparently it caused them discomfort, so then they were also giving that. But he was doing better and out of danger. This morning I tried to call, but he was resting. So the disciple asked me to phone back later on, which I will do. And Governor Marsh sent me a message, said that it seems like they may let him out on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. So that means he's off the drip, and that's very good. Although he was going to come to India, I think he'll stay there, rest. And what he told me is he's thinking of getting this prostate cancer treatment done as soon as he sort of recovers from this other secondary issue. So that's an update from my perspective. I'll phone him back a little later on. And unless there's any other development that's need to concern devotees, seeing that Maharaj is getting better and better, I won't be reporting it any further. But no doubt, especially for disciples and devotees in general, prayers for Maharaj's protection are certainly needed and welcome. Srila Prabhupada used this phrase, live long. We're going back to Godhead anyway. So while we're in the world, now that we happen to have turned up over here, then why not do as much benefit and constructive devotional service as possible? And then go back to Godhead. So that's it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Indrajumna Swami Maharaj ki jai.